North Carolina Senator Richard Burr has introduced the Graduate for a Better Future Act on the Senate floor.
Almost a third of American students who enter high school in the ninth grade drop out of school and never receive their high school diploma. I know our students, our schools, our communities can do better than this. To ensure that these young people have a better future and that America maintains its competitiveness in a global economy, I would suggest to all of our colleagues, we must do better. North Carolina's statewide graduation rate was 68%. Yet for black students, that rate falls to 60%. For low-income students, 55%. And for Hispanic students, 52%. To retain our competitive edge in the world economy, America's youth must be prepared for the jobs of today and the jobs of the future, jobs which increasingly require a post-secondary education. We know more education pays off. Over his or her lifetime, an individual without a high school diploma will earn approximately $1.1 million less than an individual with a bachelor's degree, $1.5 million less than an individual with a master's degree, and $2.4 million less than an individual with a doctoral degree.
North Carolina Senator Richard Burr, the Graduate for a Better Future Act, aims to help public high schools improve graduation rates by focusing on the three R's of high school reform: rigor, relevance, and relationships. The bill establishes a competitive grant program targeted at school districts and high schools with the lowest graduation rates. Senator Jeff Bingaman, a Democrat of New Mexico, is the lead co-sponsor of the legislation. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.